flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
To beat Migs. I know Jack from Linwood is. Jack, are you there?
I'm here.
I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
See ya.
For those playing at home, Jack has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Which TV show features the characters Sheldon, Leonard, and Penny?
Big Bang Theory.
Correct. Which band was known as the Fab Four?
Pass.
Peach puree and Prosecco make up what cocktail?
Okay, one more time.
Peach puree and Prosecco make up what cocktail?
Sex on the beach?
No.
I don't know.
Which country is known as the land of fire and ice?
Iceland?
Correct. A doctor who specializes in the digestive system is called a what?
A gastroenterologist?
Correct. Jeff Cohen played Chunk in what 80s movie?
Jeff Cohen played what?
Chunk in what 80s movie?
The Goonies?
Yes. What is the world's most populated city?
City would be Hong Kong?
No.
Pass.
How many planets can be seen from Earth without a telescope?
5.
Correct. Who has the hit songs Hello and Rolling in the Deep?
One more time.
Who has the hit songs Hello and Rolling in the Deep?
Oh, God. I'm horrible at songs. Pass.
Jack, you got 5 correct.
Jack attack.
Okay. All right.
Was it an attack?
Kind
of. It seems to be I always get 5 correct, with the exception of I dropped a deuce one time.
Well, we forget about that one time, okay? And do you usually win with that score?
I've actually never won with 5. So.
Oh, no.
Maybe today's the day.
Maybe it is. Steve, are you ready?
Yes!
Which TV show features the characters Sheldon, Leonard, and Penny?
Big Bang Theory.
You know it. Which band was known as the Fab Four?
That would be the Beatles.
Yes. Peach puree and Prosecco make up what cocktail?
Mai Tai?
No.
A peachy Prosecco?
No. I like that.
Peach ring?
No. Which country is known as the land of fire and ice?
The land of fire and ice. Which country? I don't know. America.
No.
Alaska. That's
no.
Not a country. I don't know. Italy.
No. A doctor who specializes in the digestive system is called a what?
Digestive doctor.
No.
A colonoscopist?
No.
I don't know. A doctor of all trades.
No. Jeff Cohen played Chunk in what 80s movie?
Goonies.
Correct. What is the world's most populated city?
What is the world's? I'm going to say Tokyo.
Wow, yes. How many planets can be seen from Earth without a telescope?
2.
No.
Damn it.
Steve, you got 4 correct, which is a loss.
Come on.
Today was the day, Jack.
Let's go.
No, we're not going.
Yes, we're going. Wow, peach puree and prosecco make up what cocktail?
Let's go get some Bellinis, Sarah.
Yes, let's do it.
The hell is a Bellini?
The most delicious thing that you could have with your brunch.
The drink.
Peach puree and prosecco.
I hear it has peach puree and prosecco in it.
Yes. A few that Jack knew. The country known as Land of Fire and Ice is Iceland.
Yeah.
It kind of was in the question a little bit. A doctor who specializes in the digestive system is called a gastroenterologist. And then how many planets can be seen from Earth? 5. And then one you didn't get to. Who has the hit songs Hello and Rolling in the Deep? And I know you know this.
Adele.
Yes.
Yep.
You could have tied if you were faster.
Oh, damn it.
Well, congrats on losing.
This Saturday is the annual Free Throws for MS event happening from noon until 3:30 at the JCC on Mercer Island in support of Walk MS Seattle. They're going to have Krispy Kreme donuts, and a bunch of amazing people will be gathered there supporting the National MS Society. If you want in on the action, all the info can be found at freethrowsformS.com. Pete Carroll was welcomed as the new coach of the Raiders and did the press conference yesterday. Yep. What was really cool about that, though, is it was interrupted by someone that they thought was a random person yelling. But it was not a random person yelling. And it ties back to the Seahawks.
It's pretty freaking great.
You're going to hear what happened after Van Halen.
The Daily Mix Show.
Steve Miggs, I don't know about you, but I know I'm going to have a soft spot for the Las Vegas Raiders next year with Pete Carroll.
I want to see them do as well as the Seahawks, of course, but I want to see them succeed.
I'm with you 100%.
Mainly to shut up some of my Raiders friends on social media that just won't stop bitching about how bad of a decision this was when I'm like, I really think you guys are going to eat your words. I think he's going to turn things around for that team. I don't know if they're going to make the playoffs or be in the Super Bowl or anything like that, but I think they're going to be a better team than they have been over the last several years.
I agree. And there was a press conference recently, and yesterday, Pete Carroll was unveiled to the masses as the head coach.
Him and the new general manager. And there was a funny part that happened right when Pete Carroll started talking about like the fan base, you know, because it's Vegas. You get a lot of like randos that just show up to the games, but he wants to build a community of fans that are from Vegas, go to the games. I think he's hoping for kind of like a 12th man type of a feeling.
Oh, yeah.
And then someone just randomly started yelling, and I want you guys to try and guess who was yelling. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Wherever our fans come from, we do want to fill our stadium up with our guys. I know that we have a good draw for people from out of town. There you go. That's what I'm talking about. Hey, Mark, settle down a little bit.
Mark is Mark Davis, the owner. It wasn't. I'll give you a hint. It was not Mark Davis, the owner, that did this.
From out of town.
I'm watching this press conference like, what the hell kind of insanity is happening at this press conference?
Is it somebody that is known for grabbing their ding-ding?
My ding-ding.
Yeah.
Yep, that was Marshawn Lynch that just popped into the press conference and just decided to yell.
From out of town.
I just love how a lot of the old school Seahawks guys just seem to have a lot of love and support for Pete, especially Marshawn, because he has a lot of love also for the Raiders.
Oh, yeah.
So it makes sense that he would want to be there to kind of welcome Coach Carroll to the Las Vegas Raiders.
He's so great.
There was another part during the press conference, and give credit to the guy who asked the questions, although it was kind of funny because he seemed like this like younger millennial guy, and he's asking Pete Carroll about millennial, younger Gen Z guy. Millennials are old now.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah.
Our backs hurt.
And he did ask about the whole age concern, the fact that Pete Carroll is 73 years old. And I thought Pete answered this in such a great way and just had my gear spinning.
You know, you're set to make history as the oldest tenured coach in NFL history. I know you mentioned you don't really do this for accomplishments, but you have accomplished everything. So what makes you still want to coach at this age and also believe that you can still do it at a high level at an age no one's been able to do it in the NFL before?
He could have said, Pete, you're old. How do you feel about that? But I thought that was a good way to ask the question.
Yeah, well, first off, I'm not real proud of wearing this number 73 on my back, you know. but that's not what fires me up. But it isn't about accomplishing things to say you were worthy. You know, it's what you got to do next that counts, you know, what's the next thing up. I'm just so grateful that I've had have been given the opportunity to do this again and to find it. Because to me, it's the very next step that we get to take that fires me up. The stuff that you guys have heard, you know, about Pete and, you know, being, having fun, like you mentioned about throwing the ball around, all that. That's part of it. But it's about the competing and proving that you have value and you have worth and you can add to it. I don't care how old you are. And for anybody out there that's old and wants to know how you do it, you freaking battle every day and you compete and you find your way to get better. Because we can get better and we can do more of things that are of value and we can love our families more and our people around us. I mean, all of that stuff. So obviously I'm freaking jacked up. So that shouldn't surprise you. But
I feel like this guy is such an inspiration for anyone who's getting older.
Oh, you can just hear the adrenaline and the enthusiasm in his voice having this new opportunity. It's clearly breathed more new life into him, but he already had that in spades.
Yeah, I think he has a little bit of a chip on his shoulder. He probably felt like I got bounced out of Seattle because I'm the old guy and stuff. Yeah. And then, you know, it's weird. Look, you're not old, obviously, but like, you know, you turned 40.
Ouch.
Wow, Steve.
I have a method to my madness. I'm not saying that's an insult, but I remember when I turned 40, it was a mind F. It's like, oh, this is now I'm supposed to shut everything down and stop living.
Yeah.
Because when I was growing up, I remember seeing my parents in their 40s, and it was a whole different vibe. It was a whole different vibe. Like, my dad just looked like he was just ready just to kind of call it a day at 45 years old. And I'm like, I don't want to get that old. And then, you know, here I am. I just turned 50.
Yeah.
And it was just, like, also, it's still, I think 40 helped me prepare for 50 in a sense. Because at 40, I was like, oh, I got to, like, become an adult. And I'm like, wait a second. Like, I'm just gonna, like, why do I have to change who I am? I should, as long as I can continue to do the things that I love to do, whether it be music and hockey or the wrestling thing as well. It's like, as long as I'm not hurting myself and I'm not, you know, I'm still able to do those things at a decent level. Like, why not? Like, why not? Like you said, just go. Just keep going. And I thought that was, like, such a powerful thing that Pete Carroll said.
For sure. Aging is a privilege. And look at us. We're doing it.
But it was weird. Like, even turning 50, like, for the longest time, I was, like, I was kind of embarrassed to even say it to, like, some of the guys that, like, I wrestle with and things. And then when they all found out that, like, we had no idea that you even, like, we thought you were just, like, early, maybe just approaching your 40s. I'm like, yeah, that's awesome.
See, you should tell everybody. You should shout it from the rooftops.
I know, but at first it was, like, a little bit of, like, almost like a moment of embarrassment. It made me think of when we had Paula on last week.
Oh, Paula.
Who's a great listener of the show, who we've met at a Metallica concert and then found out at the time, I did not realize this, but she told us last week, because we were talking about Pete Carroll, she's 70 years old, and the conversation was great. Here's a little bit of that conversation. Paula that we met at the Metallica show?
Yes.
Oh, what's up, Paul? You're not 70.
Yes, I'm 70. I turned 70 in November. We had a party in Vegas.
Oh, my God.
I don't feel like I'm 70. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not sure what it's supposed to feel like, but it's like, yeah,
No, I feel even like turning 50, I was like, I don't even know. Like, when I was a kid, I looked at 50 as like, that's when you just start dying. Like, it's crazy that when you become that age and you're just like, I'm feeling pretty good. Things are good. Like, I don't know what this age is supposed to be, but I'm very happy where I'm at.
Right. You know, and I think the biggest thing is to keep active, number one. And to keep learning, you know, I love school, reading, you know, that kind of stuff.
Well, Paula, when you ever decide to retire, please invite us to the retirement party.
Yes.
It'll probably be in Vegas.
Love it.
I'm warning you right now. Yes, it would probably be in Vegas. And yeah, I've been to some of those strip clubs down there.
Paula, you just keep getting better. Just aging like a fine wine.
Just like Pete Carroll. She said, constantly strive to learn, constantly keep moving forward, and constantly go to strip clubs.
Yeah, hang out in Vegas.
The Pete Carroll and Paula way.
An iconic music festival is returning. One that will make many punk rockers feel a little nostalgic. We're going to tell you all about it at 7:20.
The Daily Mix Show.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
The Vans Warped Tour is returning in 2025, celebrating 30 years, a 30th anniversary, and they have three stops.
Oh, boy.
Two dates apiece in Washington, D.C.
Okay.
June 14th and 15th, Long Beach, California, July 26th and 27th, which I believe Danny's going to, and then Orlando, Florida is November 15th and 16th.
Bummed it's not coming here, because I would love to go to a Warped Tour again, but also I'd like them to resurrect the Kingdom and have the Warped Tour at the Kingdom parking lot like it used to be. Back yes. in the old days, kids, there was a time that there was a stadium called the Kingdom, and they wouldn't even have the Warped Tour in the Kingdom. It was in the parking lot, and I saw so many great bands there, from Eminem, Black Eyed Peas, before Fergie joined the band, when they were just kind of like this underground hip-hop group.
Oh, yeah.
Like Zebrahead, all the, like, of course, like Blink-182, Eminem.
Great memories. Awesome.
Yeah.
The lineup reveals so far that Simple Plan's going to be on the bill. Bowling for Soup, Miss May I, Pennywise.
Okay, I was going to say, Pennywise is not on it. It's not really a Warped Tour.
Yeah. Chandler Leighton? Not sure who that is.
Is that a country artist?
Yeah.
Sounds country.
And the Reunited Dance Hall Crashers. They have more announcements expected sometime later this week.
They said last night, but I didn't see any more than the ones that we saw. Were there any other big ones that we missed?
So, no. Yeah. So, what they're doing is it's a 30-day rollout. So, yesterday they did 5. Today they'll do 5 more, and it happens for the next 30 days until the entire lineup is out. Yeah.
So there could be some even bigger names.
Because
I'm looking at this, I'm like, this is cool, but this wouldn't make me want to get on a plane and go see the Warped Tour.
Yeah,
I love Simple Plan, don't get me wrong. I'm kidding, I don't like them at all.
The way that they're kind of doing it is like they're announcing, like, not the big ones first. It's going to be just kind of like, because they don't want, of course, they don't want like everyone to be like, oh, this is the headliner, this is the,
gotcha.
You know, it's like, they're doing all of it.
They're just doing some tasty morsels.
Or they want to see if they could sell it out before the headliner's announced, and then they could cancel the headliner and save themselves some money.
Oh, they're already sold out.
Everything's sold out?
Except for Orlando. But D.C. and Long Beach are already sold out.
Damn.
They sold out within I think 6 hours.
Okay, that's exciting then. If you bought the ticket, you still don't know, like you bought the ticket, you don't know who's really going to be there. You hear rumors.
Yep.
But then, like, what if it's Green Day and Blink-182?
It'll be amazing.
Yeah.
They do say that the 2-day passes are priced at $149.98. I feel like that's a pretty good deal.
That's sad that we say that's a pretty good deal. But you're right.
For a 2-day festival?
No. Compared to what other tickets are these days in the world that we live in 2025, that is a good deal. It just still hurts me that that is considered a good deal.
Yeah, that's, I mean, what is affordable anymore, Steve? It's crazy. 206-803-ROCK, what was the most memorable music festival you've ever attended?
Man, I feel like most of my favorite memories have come from music festivals. One, I'll tease you with, it didn't involve any of the bands. It involved my stupid bald head.
Okay. 206-803-ROCK, what was the most memorable music festival you've ever attended, Rockaholics? Give us a call now and we will chat with you after Red Hot Chili Peppers.
The Daily Mix Show.
What is the most memorable music festival you've ever attended? 206-803-ROCK.
I'm thinking about some of the concerts I've been to, and this, I think most of my favorite memories come from festival shows, but I'm like, let me go way back to when I was younger, living in New York, went to Lollapalooza.
Ooh.
It was Lollapalooza 1995, Sonic Youth, Hole. Courtney Love had a meltdown on stage.
All like, this perfect.
It was epic. Also, Cypress Hill, Elastica, Beck, Mighty Mighty Boston's, but I'll never forget the part of that show that made it so miserable was that it was cloudy.
And that was the day that I learned that even if it's cloudy, the sun can still burn your head. And, I had a shaved head at the time. I wasn't bald, but it was kind of like foreshadowing. Shaved my head. I burnt my head so bad. Like, it was... I couldn't enjoy the rest of the concert. Like, you know, it was like one of those things where, like, even my friends, they're like, dude, we need to get you to, like, a medical tent. Like, it was just like...
Or like a hat.
It was, like, oozing. It was nasty.
No.
It was one of the worst experiences ever. I mean, I've had a lot of great, memorable, happy, great times at concerts, but that one, I was like, man, I didn't get to really fully enjoy the last couple of bands on that show because my head was just throbbing the whole time.
No. Wear sunscreen, kids.
Yes, I learned that very valuable lesson that day at Lollapalooza.
206-803-ROCK. What was the most memorable music festival you ever attended? Matthew from Monroe, tell us about yours.
Good morning.
What's up, Matthew?
Mine was probably 10 years ago at Aftershock.
And that's is that the Bay Area or just somewhere in California, right?
Sacramento.
I see so many friends post. They always make it a point to go every year. It seems like Metallica's playing every year. What made it so great for you?
Anthrax, Korn, Tool, and Primus.
Oh, hell yes. You're speaking my language.
Checking off all these great bands on the list.
My love language. 206-803-ROCK. Will from Puyallup, tell us about your favorite music festival.
February of 2023, Innings Festival at Tempe, Arizona. I went down for the Mariners spring training and took in the concert. It's a two-day festival, two different lineups. They had three stages, but I went to the main stage on Saturday. I don't remember the opening act, but it had Gloria Sons leading up to Offspring, leading up to Weezer, leading up to Green Day.
Oh, man, that's like Danny and Mai's dream.
Absolutely stacked.
Danny and Mai's. English, good.
206-803-ROCK. John from Tacoma, what's the most memorable music festival you ever attended?
Good morning, friends. How's it going?
What's good, up, good. John?
Good, good. So mine was a desert trip back in, I think it was like 2016. Did you guys ever hear of that one?
No.
Honestly, I thought you were just telling us about a time you did drugs in the desert and then break.
Well,
that could be part of it.
Maybe a little bit of that too at the festival, but it took place at the Indio Polo Grounds. It was dubbed Old Shella at the time.
Oh, yes.
The lineup was ridiculous. It was awesome. First day was Rolling Stones and Bob Dylan. Second day was Neil Young and Paul McCartney. And the third day was The Who and Roger Waters from Pink Floyd. And Pink Floyd's my favorite. And that was, I think, like the third or fourth time I had seen Roger Waters.
John, I have to imagine that was like some of the most incredible people watching of all ages. I'd imagine you had young to old.
Man. Absolutely. Yeah, no, there were plenty of people's kids there, plenty of people there that were like hardly there. But yeah, it was an awesome show. I remember in the middle of Roger Waters' set that I was just like obsessed with. I was like, oh yeah, I saw The Who for like 2 hours before this. What is my life?
That's right, like you're like checking off every band on somebody's bucket list. Like, I want to see these bands before they call it a day, and you got to see them in an entire weekend.
All the legends in one place. 206-803-ROCK. Ruben from Ellensburg, tell us about Lollapalooza 91.
Yeah, that was something else. So Jane's Addiction was the headliner.
So this was the OG Lollapalooza.
Yeah, it was the last of the tour for the first Lollapalooza.
Wow.
Yeah, it was crazy. In Leave It to the Northwest, it rained all day long. By the end of the day, my leather jacket was just toast. I mean, it was so bad. But when James was on, there was this steam coming off the crowd from everybody just being soaked and all the heat. And it was a trip. It was a total trip.
Well, I'm thinking about, like, it was like Jane's Addiction, Living Color was on that. Was it Nine Inch Nails, Ice-T, and Body Count? That was an incredible lineup.
Body Count was awesome.
Yeah.
Body Count was awesome.
Thanks, Ruben.
Sidney and the Banshees.
Yep.
Thanks, guys.
Rock on, man. Possum Paul from Hillsborough, tell us about Oregon Jam.
Oh, my goodness. I'm going to date myself, and I'm going to take you back in time. I was 14 years old, 1982, Autzen Stadium, Eugene, Oregon. Mm. And don't laugh until I'm done with the lineup.
Okay.
It was Taxi, Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, Blue Oyster Cult, Loverboy, and Foreigner.
I'd be in for that.
It was amazing. And I don't even remember Taxi.
Yeah, I don't. Honestly, when you said, I don't know anything about that band.
I honestly was never really into Loverboy that much, but they crushed it. They did. They made it impossible for Foreigner to make anybody excited. They had a yelling contest, and they divided the stadium in half.
That's awesome.
And at one point, they had 30,000 people chanting "F you, F you, F you." They probably could hear us in Corvallis.
That's Loverboy, awesome. After dark.
Right? Yeah. But you know, there's those bands occasionally that you see that you're maybe not like super hyped up to see, but then they completely change your perspective on it.
Oh, yeah.
I love that.
Oh, it's always the best when you're pleasantly surprised by a band. You're like, oh, I went because my friends wanted to go see them. So he said, I saw Lollapalooza 94 with Green Day, Smashing Pumpkins, Beastie Boys. That's from our buddy AJ and Olympia. I got to go to that one. Green Day was the opening act.
Oh, my God.
Like, how insane. Like, that's that definitely ages me. But, like, they were just touring in support of their Dookie record. And it was just starting to pick up some steam. But they were the first band on the main stage.
Now I have music festival FOMO right now. We got to go to one.
We need a time machine,
though. We sure do. Yes. Rockaholics, how would you like a shot at beating Steve? Also, it helps if you were listening to the men's room yesterday at 5:40 because we gave out a cheat sheet with three of the correct answers to the next game. Steve has a record of 24 wins, 19 losses, and 4 ties in 2025. 206-803-ROCK. We're going to play Beat Migs at 7:50.
The Daily Migs Show.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to 4 different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.